the 24th and final Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brethren, we have been praying for you unceasingly, asking that you may be filled with knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. May you walk worthily of God and please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. May you be completely strengthened through His glorious power unto perfect patience and long-suffering, joyfully rendering thanks to God the Father, who has made us worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have our redemption through His blood, the remission of sins. The gospel is taken from that of St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus said to His disciples, "When you see the abomination of desolation, which was spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him who reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let him who is on the housetop not go down to take anything from his house. Let him who is in the field not turn back to take his cloak. But woe to those who are with child or have infants at the breast in those days. Pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath, for then there will be great tribulation such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, nor will be. And unless those days be shortened, no living creature would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. If then anyone say to you, 'Behold, here is the Christ,' or 'There he is,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I have told it to you beforehand. If therefore they say to you, 'Behold, he is in the desert,' do not go forth. Behold, he is in the inner chambers, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes forth from the east and shines even to the west, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the body is, there will the eagles also be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give her light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then will all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming upon the clouds of heaven with great power and majesty. And he will send forth his angels with a trumpet and a great sound, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Now from the fig tree learn this parable. When its branch is now tender and the leaves break forth, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Amen, I say to you, that this generation will not pass away till all these things in heaven have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In today's Gospel, our Lord speaks of His second coming, and He says He will return in the same way the angel says, at his ascension. The angel says he will return as you saw him, rising up in the air into the cloud. So he says he will return on the cloud in a flash of lightning. The end of the world will occur. And then there will be the final judgment. Now, as you know, the church teaches that there are two judgments. There is the particular judgment which every person has at the moment of death. That is, their individual actions will be judged. And if they are found worthy, then of course they will go to heaven. And if not, they will go to hell. Now, the particular judgment is just the first one. At the end of time, everyone then will gather together. The souls in purgatory will be released from purgatory, and purgatory will end. The souls from heaven and the souls of hell, everyone, will then be united to their body. They will receive their new body, and there will be the final judgment. Now, it's important to note that These days, there is talk of this thing called the rapture. This is not a Catholic teaching. There's a lot of publicity and a lot of press with this, where the people will leave the earth, the just will leave the earth, and the unjust will stay for a while. And there's different variations on this. There's movies about this and books about this. This is not a Catholic teaching. And this is a relatively recent innovation, starting in the 1830s in the English-speaking world. When we look in history, there is no, the early fathers don't talk about this. This is not what we believe. There will be the judgment, particular judgment, and then at the end of the time, there'll be the resurrection of the body and the general judgment. Now, why are there two judgments? Every sin is like casting a stone into a pond or a lake. There's the initial splash that is the sin, and I guess I shouldn't just say sin, every action, every moral action, there's the initial splash, and then there are the ripples that go out. A bigger stone makes larger ripples, and a smaller one, of course, smaller ripples. And so every meritorious act, a good act, and every sin is like this. There is the initial sin, the initial meritorious act, which affects our soul. And that is like the splash. But then, there is the effects to other people. The sin or meritorious act spreads through time and affects others. The particular judgment is just concerning our own soul. Are we right with God or not? Are we in sanctifying grace? Are we a child of God? Do we have that indwelling of the Holy Spirit? If so, then we will find ourselves in heaven or in purgatory, which is a little detour, but ultimately you will arrive in heaven. If your soul is not just, if you are not in a state of grace, you do not have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and you're not a true friend of God, then you have fallen short, and those souls will find themselves in hell. At the end of time, then, all souls will come before our Lord, and we will get our new body. For those in heaven, of course, a glorified body. For those in hell, will still be a body. And then the general judgment will occur. The general judgment makes known everything. It says in the gospel, what is done, hidden, will be shouted from the rooftops. So our hidden sins and our hidden merits will be shown towards all. But not just for our soul, what we did to our own soul, but also the effects of those sins through time. And so, or I should say sins or meritorious acts. So we will see how our prayers affect other people. You know, we should be saying the rosary every day. And we say to Our Lady, pray for us now and at the hour of our death, amen. Pray for us sinners. We include ourselves in all. We offer that for our intentions. We could just offer that for Our Lady's intentions, for her to apply wherever she chooses. At the end of time, we will see the effects of those prayers. It will be revealed not only to us, but to all. That rosary, the grace that you won through your love in that action, was then applied here to this person. And because of that grace, this person then was able to avoid this evil. And then we could see our graces propagate through time, through various people, just like the waves in the pond spread out. Likewise, we will see, it will be made known, the evil that occurs, how this evil then affected this other person, which then caused this and this. And the true sense of evil will be made known also. This is one of the effects of the general judgment. It will be made known to all. Now, this will also occur after the resurrection of the body, because our body is the instrument for both our good acts and our sins. And so, rightly so, the body is judged along with the soul. Now, of course, the origin of sin is coming from our soul or from our will. And, of course, the origin of a good act is also from our soul. But our body is the instrument by which we engage in that. So our bodies will also be judged. Those who do good meritorious acts, maybe through speaking, it will be made known that their mouth was a source of grace, or we'll say an instrument of grace. Source is wrong. And so also sins. If we sin by the hand, then the hand will also be punished because it participated in that evil. And so rightly so, the body then should be judged along with the soul at the end of time. And so our Lord, at that terrible day, He will separate the sheep from the goats. To those to His left, He will say, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." That word, "depart from me," is a terrible sentence, a terrible word. Our Lord says it, "Depart." God is not like us. We say one thing and we forget about it. We may change our minds later, a couple minutes later, or even a few years later. But God, who is all wise, when He speaks, it lasts forever. When He says, "Depart from me," it is forever. And then He will go on, "You cursed, cursed of God." This impresses upon us the fact that this is permanent. To be cursed of God is to be that way forever. There is no hope that that will change. Then our Lord says, into the eternal fire. So the separation from God is a spiritual suffering. This is what we call the pain of loss. The eternal fire is then a suffering for our bodies. This is the pain of sense. And they go together, for the body and the soul both sinned against God. You know, our Lord talks about heaven as a banquet, as a wedding feast, in which we're there with friends. In hell, of course, there is no friendship. He goes on to say, "Prepared for the devil and his angels. They will be our companions, not other people. They will be our companions." I am reminded of Father Gabriel Amort. He is the chief exorcist in Rome. And he relates an incident, which is apropos here. He says that an exorcist was trying to cast out a devil, and he decided to take a different tack. He mentioned to the devil, he said, "Why won't you go to hell? For there your other demons are there, and there your friends are, so why don't you go there? Go there now." And the demon responded and said, "You know nothing. There is no friendship in hell. Everybody there is turned into themselves. Hell is the loneliest place. And so that is the destination for those who are not found worthy." To those on the right, our Lord will have the most joyous words. He will say, "Come, O blessed of my Father, into that kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." There we will then be invited into heaven, where there will be no more toil. There'll be no more work, but rest. As I mentioned before, our Lord often describes heaven as a banquet, as a wedding feast. And we can reflect on this in our own lives when we attend a wedding. We see our old friends who we haven't seen in a while, our friends from our childhood. If we go to a family reunion, we see our relatives who we haven't seen in a while to catch up. We laugh and we enjoy each other's company. So also heaven will be that way, where those who have went before us will be waiting for us. Sometimes people experience these death experiences where they approach heaven and then they'll return. And they say oftentimes they see their friends and relatives or their most loved ones there waiting for them. And so that is what heaven will be. It will be that reunion with those who love us. In addition, our Lord mentions that this has been prepared for us. Heaven is for us. If you notice when he mentions hell, he says that was prepared for the devil and his demons. We were not created for that. But if we choose that, we will go there. We were created, what was prepared for us was heaven. And so we will then, the blessed will then enter into that place. So, the four last things which faces every one of us. There is death, and then there is the judgment, a particular judgment first, and then the general judgment also. And then there is only two destinations ultimately. There is heaven or hell. Our Lord wants us in heaven. And at the end of time, every one of us will be at that general judgment. And let us pray, let us hope, let us do our penances so that we will be found worthy. For there will be no greater words than what our Lord says to us, if we are found worthy. Blessed are you. Come into my kingdom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.